New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, and more K-pop talk with us. And don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, because I know there's some listeners here that do listen to us fairly often, but you haven't rated or liked, or you've probably subscribed and followed, but at least rate. Like on Spotify, it's really quick. You just hit rate and just tap the five stars and you're done. You don't even have to write anything, because I think you could write stuff and that's mostly like on other stuff like Apple Podcasts, but that's all. You don't have to do anything else, because all of that goes a long way. It allows us to spread the good word of K-pop to other fellow K-pop simps and stans and biases and all that good stuff.
Yep.
And yeah, Haley, where else can they check us out and what can they do there?
You can find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast and send us a DM if you want to message us.
Perfect.
On Instagram.
Yes. So I think we will be talking about some Stray Kids, some BTS. I have a cough drop in my mouth. That's why I sound weird right now, because I have a small sore throat, but it's not that bad. So I apologize if you hear some weird stuff where I'm starting to have some weird Jamaican accent or something. And we have a lot of Big Bang.
Yep.
It looks like we have a decent amount, a little sprinkle of Twice, and we'll be talking about like a really like a small pinch of like 17 and some of the other groups when we talk about comeback. So I think we should get started. At least I could say it doesn't look as crazy as last week.
Thank God.
I felt like last week we had a lot to talk about and cover.
Thank goodness.
Haley is grateful for that.
I don't like talking a lot, but I do it anyway.
Oh, you don't like talking a lot.
That's
for sure.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, she doesn't like talking to me either.
Yep. Super introverted.
Let's see. Let's get started. I think we talked about this last week. Culinary Class Wars. We finished it.
Yes, we did.
It was pretty good. If you haven't checked it out, just check it out. And the reason why I bring it up is because it's K-pop related, because one of the judges is
Jin's best friend.
Jin's BFF. There you go.
It's a good show. And actually, a lot of people that we know watched it.
It makes me hungry every time I watch it. It makes me really hungry.
Everyone enjoyed it. And there's actually going to be a second season,
because
which
it did so well.
Exciting, yes.
I mean, you could also say that, you know how this is K-pop related? Because Haley sent me a random-ass photo of a few of the chefs taking pictures with a couple of the guys from
Monsta X.
So there
Seonu
you go.
And Minhyuk.
Yeah, so that was random, but
they're probably like at a party together, I think.
I think it's a really popular and it's a big it's a big show in Korea.
I'm
people
sure, like,
always
a lot
talk
of
about
idols like watched it.
So
I'm sure Jin probably watched
100%. He's probably laughing too. His BFF. Okay, let's see. 17. We actually are going to see 17 this Sunday.
It's
crazy. They're going to be here in LA back to back, and they have their pop-up. I don't even think we're going to
Shit, I forgot that they had a pop-up.
Yeah, of course you did.
God.
So they're doing that back to back Saturday, Sunday. We will be seeing them on Sunday at BMO.
Yes.
And I don't know. I have this random note here, because I guess when they're performing on their tour, DK ripped his pants.
Yeah, I feel like he gets overly excited when it's DK time, which is basically when DK does random shit and the rest of the members will follow exactly what he's doing. So he decided to jump in the air with like splitting his legs, I guess, and he did it so many times that his pants
this
split.
Man, yeah, he was galloping in the air, and then all of a sudden, I guess, I've seen different angles. One of the angles, actually, literally, you can see when his pants rips. And I even posted it, because I was, like, on this weird, like, posting spree because of all the K-pop dance challenges, especially for like the girl groups, like because of all the comebacks, man. We'll talk about that too. But this man, DK, is awesome. It's funny because like when he rips it, Hoshi sees it, Dino sees it, and then Hoshi's like telling Dino to dance and take to like, you know, like distract everybody.
Right.
It's so funny. It's like, but so much chaos. It's hilarious.
DK seemed to want to just stay on stage, but they told him to get off and like,
yes, I think,
change his
so
pants.
Far, was like, no, go fucking change your damn pants. Mm. That was probably one of the recent shows here too in the US. So
yeah,
that was freaking hilarious. I was cracking up when I saw that.
And then something interesting happened, I think last night at the Oakland show, day one of the Oakland show, someone made a banner of the 97 line because if you guys probably have seen, DK was modeling for Allure magazine and
he was topless. Oh, yes.
But we also know that Mingyu has lots of topless photos for like Calvin Klein. And then also had a sexy photo where he's showing like his midriff.
Oh,
and
yes.
Someone made a huge banner of all three of them, and Hoshi took it.
He took it for, oh yeah, I think I saw that.
And he came out, I think it was like during the encore part, and like everyone else was doing like Aju Nice, and then you see Hoshi coming out from the back holding this like huge banner, because he like pasted all together, I think, the banner of those three. And then the rest were, they ran up and saw him and they were like trying to cover it, like because they were like being shy about it, and then they started dancing. So like the 97 line, which is the 8, Mingyu and DK, were doing like sexy dance while holding that banner that a fan
made. That is
made.
Freaking awesome.
It's like plastered all over Instagram.
Crazy,
I'm sure.
Crazy shit always happens in Oakland.
It does.
Like mm-hmm. twice, like the first time to like, I think after the pandemic, like we got all that crazy, like when they're dancing rolling and they're like just doing body rolls, and then mm-hmm. Sana was still a little juicier in a good way, and she was doing those crazy body rolls. And then obviously when I went recently to the last tour with my fellow JYP friend, James, we were double JYP barricade, and then that's when Jiho grabbed my like meme poster of her like of her solo comeback.
Yeah.
And that was plastered everywhere, too. It's just, like, nonstop. Oakland is crazy. Something
actually,
in the
like,
water.
Oakland, because, like, one of my friends is there tonight, and then she posted her view. She's, like, in the 200 section. But then because the arena is really small.
It's nice.
It's nice. And the floor itself is tiny as fuck.
Yeah,
I think, like, the front barricade, there's only, like, 4 rows.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
That's literally what it was for where we were sitting when we were twice. It was only, I think, 4 of us. On that row, it's for the extended stage side. Oh, man.
Maybe I want to try to go to concerts there.
Like Stray Kids?
I mean, maybe Stray Kids. It's going to be hard to get their tickets, but like, for instance, like Boy Next Door. Because the venue is small. Because like, when Stray Kids comes here, I feel like they're going to go SoFi.
Well, I thought twice went SoFi.
Yeah,
remember.
Exactly.
But that same tour, I saw them again at Oakland that mm-hmm. same week.
Yeah.
And it was in the fucking Oakland arena.
I know,
so it was
because
tiny
like,
as hell.
LA always
it
gets the
depends.
Big arenas, I feel. They always
then,
put them in the big ones.
And then when we flew to Seattle for Stray Kids.
Yeah.
And that was for the Climate Pledge arena was like really nice too.
Yeah, it's similar to the
It's like Honda Center.
Yeah.
And also like similar to Crypto.
Right.
When I went Crypto for
Aespa. Yeah, because the floor is small and like the 100 section is like close to the floor.
It's so
already.
Close. It's almost like you're in the same level as the actual mm-hmm. idol. So if you're like row 1,
yeah,
like,
you're like
it's
eye level with
freaking
them.
Awesome. Yeah, so there you go. Good thing if you listen to our podcast, you just got some insider info if you're trying to get tickets, because mm-hmm. those are great seats, like row 1 of the 100 sections mm-hmm. for like those like basketball arenas.
Right, yeah.
Because I think that goes for like the Toyota Center and like the ones like in Chicago and Houston, like all the different ones, it's the same type of setup.
I don't like BMO. Like, I don't like that venue at all. The floor is huge, and it's hard to see, like, if you're not barricade.
Yeah, because you're even closer mm-hmm. in those, like, in Honda Center and in Crypto than you are even in the Kia Forum.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the row 1 of the hundreds of Kia Forum, because the Forum is a little bit bigger, it's still, like, it's an extra section
mm-hmm.
away. So, there you go. Insider info, like, just heads up for, like, that. Plus, you could also look up a view from my seat.
Yeah.
It's a great website. You just Google that up with whatever venue you're going to check out or watch a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, like I think like 75-80% of the time, you could get a picture of someone that was sitting in that section to have a really good idea of how it looks.
Right. And they usually like post it where it's like not zoomed in. It's just like how you see it from your own eyes kind of thing. Because, you know, people zoom in with their phones a lot and it looks like you're closer than you are.
Yeah,
but
I don't.
They don't post that.
Yeah,
they
you got to show the view of like how it's going to actually look. Mm-hmm. All right, let's keep moving on because we have some comebacks. November 7th, which is literally probably when this comes out, because this is not actually out yet. When we just tried to check this and there was nothing on YouTube yet. Mm-hmm. But Viviz is going to have their fifth mini album. So the music video hasn't dropped yet, but the album's called Voyage. November 8th, we have a this one was random. So there's going to be like a single by Ive and David Guetta called Supernova Love. So I was, that surprised me. November 11th, we have, I feel like David Guetta, man. Like we were like clubbing to him in the when I was in college and shit. So it's kind of wild that like he's still DJing and still out there. November 11, we have Enhypen. Their album is going to be Romance Untold Daydream. Also, NCT Dream, speaking about Dream right there. Fourth regular album is Dreamscape. That's coming out. And To Us, TWS.
Yay!
Their first single called Last Bell.
Interesting.
Yes. November 13th, we have a big one here.
Stray Kids, Japan's second album called Giant will be coming out.
Wonder if that's the One Piece one.
Oh, we'll see. Because, like, it sucks now because knowing that One Piece is taking a break until April
next year.
So I'm like, it doesn't work if it's going to be for One Piece. Maybe they'll use it later on when the series comes back.
I mean, One Piece still has, like, stuff coming out, though. It's like... Yeah.
That's true, but it's not like the following episodes.
Yeah, it's not like the actual
arc. It's not
going
to go into the
arc
of
about Elbaf, like the giants and everything. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, maybe.
Maybe they'll use it later on. Who knows?
Either way, Stray Kids, like, their Japanese albums are always good, and they have different songs that usually, sometimes they don't have, like, a Korean version. But they eventually do sometimes, but it's, like, half and half, right?
Like, Fairy Tale.
Well, Fairy Tale did not, for sure. But, I mean, like, The Sound had a Korean one, like, later on.
Yeah, usually, but, like, their title tracks, I feel. They have a Korean one
their
later.
Song, I love their Japanese songs are so good.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good.
They are.
Let's see. You know, it's crazy, too, because November 13th, there's another group that's having another Japanese release, too. Stacey is going to have their fifth, single.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's the Japanese version of GPT.
Oh.
And also Tell Me Now. And I believe we were wrong, I think, last week when we talked about it. It's like a little, it wasn't just GPT. I think the little, like, single or whatever comeback this was, it's called I... And it had GPT. And I think Tell Me Now is the other song.
Oh, okay.
So it might have been two songs. November 15th. We'll stop here so we don't have to keep going further and so we have stuff to talk about next episode. November 15th I think it's Jin. I didn't even write down the name, but the album is called Happy.
Yeah. Running Wild is his title track.
Title track Running Wild is going to drop with the actual album Happy. This is his first solo album. Mm-hmm. So the music video and the album is releasing at the same time. So yeah, Running Wild.
Nice.
And the same day, ATEEZ will be really happy because ATEEZ has their 11th mini album, Golden Hour.
To be honest, I feel
is this part something?
I don't know, but ATEEZ and Enhypen, I feel like they always have comebacks.
Yeah,
I feel like they just promoted and now they have another comeback.
It feels like
it's like
all
nonstop.
The time.
Nonstop. Because like at least with Stray Kids, like I know it seems like they're constantly promoting, but then this is like a Japanese album. I feel like they're always doing like Korean comebacks. I'm like, damn, okay, they're getting really, really fed. But yeah.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a good thing, right?
It's a good thing, but then maybe for the ones that collect
photocards
and photocards,
it's definitely not a good thing.
Not good for your wallet.
Not good for the bank account, your credit cards. Let's see. I think that's pretty much it for that. Like I said, for the comebacks, we'll cover more, of course, when the next episode comes along, so it makes more sense and we have stuff to talk about. Now we will talk about music videos. There was barely anything. I feel like lately we've been bombarded the past couple episodes, the past couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you feel it? Or no, yeah, was like no,
I
nothing
think you're
to you?
Missing one on here, though.
Okay,
on your
good.
List.
What am I missing?
GDs.
Oh, shit.
We didn't even talk about it. I mean, I put it for later on, but yeah, his was one of the music videos.
We'll talk about it released. After the only two things I have. Mm-hmm. But one is not even a music video. It's Izna. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it's Izna, Izna. Mm-hmm. It's a new girl group by Wake One. And as we mostly all know, Wake One is Mnet's.
For ZB1
producer.
And Kepler.
Yeah, so there you go. They're going to have their third group, which I think they were supposed to debut, like, in terms of, like, performing-wise during Mama, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I'm not too sure what the hell is going on, so we'll just see what happens when it happens. Because Mama's in, like, 2 weeks, I think.
They are. They're going to Japan.
It's Japan. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's in Japan. So, yeah, that's in 2 weeks, so we'll find out how that goes. Kepler did drop, speaking of Wake One, Kepler dropped Tippy Tap. Mm-hmm. So that was like a fun, catchy song, like really upbeat kind of sounding thing. I was saying Haley, like, for some reason, Zhao Ting looked different to me, and she kind of looked like Soomin from Stacy. Like, I don't know, like the way that they did her eye makeup. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she's like way taller, though, like a foot taller, feels like. But yeah, I mean, and the more I look at Bahi, the more I see Hyun and Kai a lot. I feel like.
Yeah, they look.
I mean,
well,
I know
they're all three siblings.
They're siblings. I know that. But, like. Yeah.
Well,
I know.
Like, some siblings don't really look alike, but
they're alike. One of the siblings that you could tell they're definitely related. But yeah, the song was really good, too. And it was, like, one of those, like, cute, like, art, fun, colored,
bubbly
ones. And, like Haley said, we had another one.
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk more about GD later, but we did get to watch his music video when it released. I did stay up for the premiere of it because it was at 2 a.m. our time. And honestly,
and the title of it, Haley,
Power,
that you get too excited that you don't even remember
power,
to say it.
Power, was amazing. Like, it's such a GD song. And the message behind it is very, I don't give a fuck what other people, like, say about me kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed his song and the music video. I wish that he would do dance challenges, but I feel like that's not a GD thing to do. He's not Taeyang, which is disappointing because I feel like I've seen a lot of younger idols who are already doing a dance challenge to Power, but GD hasn't even, like, done one himself.
And I personally, I told Haley, I liked it a lot. I like the song, like the beat, the rhythm.
It's very catchy. My dad also, when it came out, and then I said, oh, did you watch GD's, like, music video? He's like, yeah, I watched it last night.
That's
I didn't even
awesome.
Have to ask him. Because, like, he, honestly, like, when I got into Big Bang, my parents would have to listen to it as well because I was listening to it a lot. And my dad especially really likes Big Bang's music and still thinks that they are top tier and, like, no one else can have music like them.
Okay, uncle. Dang.
Yeah. and then it sucks though because, like, honestly, my dad also always says, he's like, do you think Top would come back? And I keep telling him, I was like, no, he's like, completely detached himself from Big Bang. He doesn't want to be labeled with them anymore. And he's like, do you think he'll come to Mama? And I was like, no, I'm sorry. I think he's gone. Because I think my dad really liked Top, like the way that he sings and raps as well. So
it's funny because, like, if you're imagining Haley's dad, I could give you a picture of him in your head. Sorry, like my, like, sinus is, like, acting up. He's like an older white gentleman with glasses.
Australian.
A little tough to, like, gray hair and just like a, like, I'm trying to, and then, like, when he was younger, one of the pictures that I remember on their, like, fridge, he looked like Dwight Schrute from The Office when he was younger.
Oh my goodness.
But now he's obviously older, but yeah, he's just like a happy, tall, white Australian guy with glasses.
Yeah.
And you would never think this dude knows anything about K-pop, let alone used to listen to the kings of K-pop.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So it's pretty cool to
He's
think
very
about.
Cultured in
you
that.
You never know.
Yeah, I was like, I always feel proud when he, like, actually sends me stuff about them. And I'm like, oh my god, he still remembers that I love them and stuff like that. So yeah, he was happy to see G-Dragon back because he's like, and then he even like comments, because I was like, what did you think about the music video and the song? And he's like, I really like the song. And he's like, it seems that G-Dragon got a little bit awkward. Like, he seems like not as like that persona that he had before when he was like in the
super,
Big Bang.
Super swag confidence thing.
Because even my dad noticed that, and I was like, yeah, you're right. It seems like he got more awkward because he hasn't performed
the
seven years
just being a hermit and doing his own thing.
Exactly. So he's more like, I don't know. Hopefully he like breaks out of that.
He just has to get used to it.
Yeah, he has to get used to it.
I even sent Haley a video of him recently on Dispatch.
Yeah.
He's like really awkward, like in the airport.
When he's walking around, he's just like, I don't know. He fidgets a lot. And I feel like he's always done that, but it's like more so now.
I don't want to say he's on drugs, even though it looks like something that like, you would like
a drugged out.
Yeah, like someone
he's
that's
not.
Like,
I mean, he has been on drugs before, but like, no, I think just like his mannerisms and stuff, it's always been like that, but I feel like it's more amplified and he's more, even though he says, like, we'll get into this later, even though he says he's an extrovert, I don't think so. I think he's introverted because like the way that he walks and stuff, it seems like he's very shy.
But, yeah, yeah, it's a little awkward, but overall, the song is really good. I like it a lot. Like I said, for the beat and like how it sounds,
it's not catchy.
But yeah, when we say catchy, it's not like, you know, like poppy catchy.
Mm-mm-mm.
So
it's
don't,
DD pop-
if you never listened
catchy.
To it yet, don't think that we're thinking like Jungkook,
standing
next to you or Seven. It's not like that. And it's like hip hop catchy.
Yeah.
Plus the lyrics, like if you actually read the lyrics, it's pretty damn good.
Right.
Like he talks about, like he throws shade at like, you know, all the, like, you know how the media controls a lot of, like, the news and everything?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you know, like, he talks about that. He, like, says, like, he knows that. Like, you know,
basically
the media.
He's aware of it.
Is doing all this shady shit behind the scenes and trying to control, like, I guess, like, different stories or, like, you know, all that different thing. So it's cool that he, like, knows all this and he's kind of, like, bringing it out. He even says, like, a couple times during the song, like, he has receipts.
Yeah.
Which is, like, he remembers, like, all the people that have talked shit are like, you know, it's almost like Jin from BTS, like when he gets interviewed by certain people, like they like act friendly and then they say stuff and then they think that Jin won't remember some stuff, but Jin remembers stuff too. Like we talked about some other episode where like this guy's trying to be nice, but then Jin is like throwing shade at him because he kind of knows like the shit that he's said about BTS in the past.
Right.
It's kind of cool. I like it when like idols, especially when they're bigger like this, they have more confidence to be able to like talk back.
Yeah, exactly. And especially GD and his career, he's been there for like almost 20 years now, so he's
so
just
it,
like
it's been really cool. Also, like back to the dances, I hope he does it too, because man, there's
I
been
don't
so
think he
many
will.
I know
mean, like,
I know
it's not impossible, but I feel like with his kind of personality, he's not Taeyong where he's like, I just want to dance with all the idols. G-Dragon is
he feels
not
like he's
that.
Like a different he always goes opposite of the trends.
Yeah, he does.
So if they're doing dance challenges
he's
as a trend, he's not gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I brought it up is because so many dance challenges and collaborations have been happening. Literally aespa, Kiss of Life, ITZY, Stacey, Islet, 50/50,
yeah.
Like all the girl groups that I've been
like
listening to.
Yeah,
they're all performing at like Music Bank, Inkigayo. So it's just like it's perfect. It's like one of those perfect storms for like, especially if you bias a lot of these groups, and it's just like nonstop. It's like they do, it's like ITZY does Whiplash, and then in return they like
aespa
does Imaginary Friend, and they did Gold, but we don't want to talk about Gold. We want to talk about Imaginary Friend. And it's just been going back and forth. The crazy one was aespa with JYP. Like literally it was Karina. Karina knew she had to bite the bullet because she's the leader of the group. She's like, okay, I'll just do it. Plus Karina, I feel like, is like funny in her own way because she's like, she does random stuff too, so it makes sense.
Well, you know who else danced with JYP?
Oh goodness,
who seemed to enjoy it a lot.
Please tell us.
Dubu.
Of course she did.
Oh,
that's her bias,
God.
Too.
She looks so cute. And because they were both wearing hanboks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It looked kind of like they were, I don't want to say it, but they looked like a couple.
For me, it looked like they were like father and daughter.
Yeah.
For me.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. But then it's just like really She was so into it. She was smiling the whole time. And, like, even when he was, like, doing his weird, like, facial expressions and, like, really, because you know how JYP is. He gets really into it. Like, he does, like, those facial expressions. But then, like, Doobie didn't even crack. She didn't, like, I would be cracking up, like, laughing. But then, like, she was just, like, serious about it and enjoying it.
Yeah, that was, of course. We all know that Haewon and Doobie love JYP.
Oh, I'm waiting for Haewon. She hasn't danced with him yet.
Yeah, what the heck?
I mean, I'll bring this up now. Another person that danced with JYP was Felix.
But do you have this about later on, though?
Okay. But I'll just add it here because we're already talking about dance challenges. But Felix danced with JYP for the song Easy Lover, which is JYP's new song. And Felix definitely looked like he wanted to burst out laughing, but he held it. And a lot of people were saying, I think Felix and Seungmin, Felix lost a rock, paper, scissors with Seungmin because it should have been Seungmin that danced with JYP.
I think Seungmin is retired from dancing with JYP for anything.
He's scarred for life.
Let's not forget one more goat did do a random, like, it was weird because I don't even know if he had a recording or show, maybe the recording for the next season. I don't even know if. We're talking about Jonathan from K-Star Next Door. He danced with 50-50. It was random because, like, it was for 50-50's song SOS, which is, like, the current song that they're promoting. But I remember it was the last episode we talked about last week, like, with Jin and then Baby Monster. So I'm, like, wondering what happened there or what's going on. But, yeah, he danced and, he's... definitely not the best at dancing, everyone loves watching his face, his facial expressions, right? Same with JYP, but except JYP can kind of dance.
He can dance. I mean,
he got that groove back. Let me take a quick break for all of us here. Water break, bathroom break, whatever you need to do, pause. But make sure you unpause and come back and listen to the Permission to Stand podcast and subscribe, follow, wherever you're tuning in. We are pretty much on almost every podcast streaming platform. And Haley, tell us where they can find us and what they can do.
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to send us a DM, please send it there.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, and let's move on. Let's talk about some Twice. My fellow once, you probably saw this and it was so random, but Twice is going to perform after Thursday night football.
That's so
random. And we're talking about American football. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, American football is like usually the 4-day, like Thursday through Sunday. So it's kind of crazy to think that they're even performing like literally after Thursday night football. And a lot of people here in America obviously watch football, and they'll be performing for Amazon Music Live. So Amazon Music Live hosts a lot of different artists to perform, and this is going to be the first time a K-pop act will be performing for Amazon Music Live. So you can watch this. It streams, obviously, if you have Amazon Prime. It's on Prime Video, so you can check that out. It streams live from here in LA. It's a little difficult and weird to even get tickets, so we didn't even try.
But we couldn't have gone anyway because we're going
Mama. We couldn't have gone because we had Mama, just like Haley said. So we're going to be seeing Islet and Cat's Eye and JYP.
And To Us and Rise.
But JYP.
Yeah, especially JYP.
Yeah, okay. And that's all going to be happening on the same night. That is November 21st. And this will be streamed live at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is our actual time. So, I mean, yeah, I would have loved to see them. And I'm like, that'd be wild and insane because that means they're in L.A. Can you imagine if Twice makes like a guest appearance at Mama in L.A.? They should
with
here.
JYP.
That's why. I remember one of our friends is like already thinking it's possible. So
I mean, they're here.
I hope it comes true. I told him I would give him a kiss.
They should. What the heck? They're already here.
So fingers crossed that our friend gets a kiss from me, because I would love to see Twice, like, while we're there. Mm-hmm. It would be such a, like, a crazy but fun surprise, especially mm-hmm. for Mama, and Twice is Twice. Mm-hmm. Like, that'd be crazy. Haley will talk a lot next about G-Dragon and Big Bang. I'm going to blow my nose and walk away, but you get started, Haley. Okay. You get them rolling.
Okay, so we did actually watch Daesung's show, Zip Daesung, both episodes. There was like a part one and part two. So on his show, he had Taeyang and GD as his guests. They went to this, like, it looked like a mom and pop K barbecue spot, and they were just talking candidly about random stuff, such as GD confessed that he got addicted to dating shows while he was enlisted. He said that, yeah, I adopted a bad habit while I was in the military, and he said that I saw a dating show for the first time when I was enlisted, and then all of us, like, he's talking about the soldiers, would talk about it after watching, so you can't help but get immersed. That's why I kept watching them, waiting for next week's episode to come out. So, like, I guess him and his fellow soldiers were always waiting each week for the next dating show. And I think it was the Love Exchange show that they were watching during that time. They also talked about his album promotions. And Daesung said that a long time ago, we would hold press conferences when releasing an album. But these days, the promotions ends in just 2 weeks because we don't do much broadcasts. So, like, back then, they did hold, like, all these, like, huge press conferences when, like, a K-pop group was going to have a comeback. Like, there was a big deal. But then now they just basically promote on music shows for 2 weeks and then it's done. Like, we've seen all our different K-pop groups do that, and you're like, oh man, like, this era is already done. It's already been like 2 weeks. But I don't think GD is even promoting on music shows.
Well, then again, wasn't he surprised too? He's like, oh, so that's what happens now, usually.
Right, but, yeah, because they're not used to, he's been out of it for 7 years.
I heard you talking about him watching the dating shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you and your, what
Love
is that?
Love is Blind.
So what is that? What kind of genre of this, is this called? Like,
trash TV.
Trash TV.
Basically, you don't have to really think, and you just watch all the drama that unfolds.
That's so funny how, like, a bunch of military guys, like, that's their guilty pleasure.
Yeah,
ends up being trash, I mean, dating shows. That's,
like I said, it's,
I mean,
just...
it happens. Like, honestly, it happens. So mm-hmm. it's funny as hell just to hear how, like, he, when he was talking about it, he was really into it.
Yeah, and he said that he hasn't broken that addiction, and he still, like, keeps up with different dating shows.
That's so
right now.
Funny though.
I mean, they're addicting, because, like I said, it's like brainless.
Yeah, you don't have to think, really. It's
full of drama and stupid people, basically. And, like, I mean, you root for some of the couples and stuff that you like. going back to, like, him promoting, basically, G-Dragon had said that he prepared 7 years for, like, this upcoming album just to promote it for 2 weeks. Like, that seems like such a huge time, like, to prepare for something just to be done in, like, 2 weeks. So he's not used to that kind of thing.
I mean, he's saying that, but I feel like he didn't actually prepare for that full 7 years. Like, he's probably had downtime.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I mean, he's been doing his own stuff.
Like, maybe in total, if you add up the actual time, like, he dedicated to maybe a couple years, but definitely not the full seven, like, the way he said it.
No, of course not. But it's just because he's been gone for 7 years, basically. Maybe he did, like, a song each year. Because he's coming out with, like, what, 6 or 7 tracks, I think. Maybe
a song each year, but probably just only worked a few months.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of thing.
I mean, the staff that was on Daesung's show, they gifted them parasols for some strange reason.
Parasol.
Which is, like, basically a fucking umbrella. But then I guess they use it during the summertime so they don't get sunburned.
That's funny, because it's funny, like, here in the U.S., and I'm sure, like, in most Western places, it's like, maybe some people do use it, but
yeah,
more so we associate it, well, yeah, Asian. Mm-hmm. I just literally said Western.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, when I think of an umbrella, it literally just, no one uses umbrellas out here except, like, 90% of the time when it rains.
Right.
But it's, like, crazy, because in Asia, it feels like a lot of people use it during the summer just to protect themselves from the heat and
that's
the sun.
That's why and it they makes look sense so too. Young.
Yeah,
because
they protect
their skin is protected.
Well, not just that. They slather and throw on so much sunscreen on their face and all these mm-hmm. other things. We saw how Jungkook plasters his face.
Right. Yeah, it's important. It's so important to wear sunscreen, guys. But going back to that, though, my mom used to do that when I was little, and she would take me to school. And as a kid, I would be so confused because I'd be like,
"What? You have like a ghost face?"
No. With the power.
Oh, the parasol. Sorry. I was like, I thought she slathered.
I mean, yeah, she put sunscreen on me too. But then, like, she would walk around and like pick me up from school, and she'd have an umbrella, and it was like sunny. And I'd be like, why are you using an umbrella? It's not even raining. And, like, she couldn't really explain it to me because I was, like, so little. But she's basically, like, saying, like, oh, it's, like, for the sun. And I was just like, what? Like, I don't understand that. But then that's why my mom looks so young, because I feel like she stayed out of the sun and didn't, like, fry her freaking skin like everybody else. So anyway, back to the parasol. So, like, each of the parasols had this, like, little three-leaf clover charm
clover
at the end.
Hey, okay. I heard your Aussie accent.
Okay,
clover.
And then GD was basically saying, like, why is it a three leaf clover? Isn't it supposed to be like four leaf? Because four leaf is like good luck. And then they were saying that three means happiness. So like three leaf clovers mean happiness. And then GD was just joking around saying like it represents each of the members because there's only three of them left now. And womp, he womp. Said that let's not shrink it anymore. Like, it should just stay at three. Like, they don't want any other member to leave. And then Taeyong was like, there's no such thing as a two-leaf clover, though. That's just, like, kind of pathetic, isn't it? Because wouldn't that be just, like, a bean sprout?
Yeah, it's literally a bean sprout because it's two leaves, basically.
But, yeah, so, like, I mean, these three, Daesung, Taeyong, and GD,
I feel like
they have good
you should
harmony.
Like, if you're interested at all, just watch this series with them three for Daesung's show. So, because Zip Daesung, I mean, it's obviously named after Daesung. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, Haley's the one that, you know, is going to watch it because she follows them.
Right.
I mean, G-Dragon was the first K-pop act I've ever watched, mm-hmm. too. But, I mean, watching this show is interesting because Daesung is funny as hell, and he's just laughing the whole time. But you get to see the chemistry and how, like, funny and how fun that, like, and how close the members still are.
Yeah,
like,
I
the
mean,
chemistry is still there. But Daesung is just laughing and laughing, and it's funny because everyone else is laughing back. And Daesung has this, like, he's one of those people with those contagious laughs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very quick and witty, like, all of them.
Yes,
they're very smart and, like, quick mm-hmm. to, like, react and say stuff. So it's really, it was really good to watch because I got to see all that and get to know them. Because, I mean, that's the fun part about K-pop.
Right.
Once you start liking a group a little bit, you get curious and you want to kind of learn more about them. So you watch a little bit of their stuff. So this is definitely a good gateway, especially because this is like the beginning of Big Bang's new chapter with just three of them.
Yeah. I mean, like, it is obviously sad that, I mean, fuck Seungri, honestly. But then the fact that Top left as well, like, that sucks. Because I did think that it would be the four of them, but I'll take the three of them, and obviously, like, they're very happy, and their, like, friendship has been going on for years. Like, GD and Taeyong have been friends since, like, freaking middle school.
They even showed pictures of them when they're, like, super
when they're
young.
Little.
It's crazy.
So, like, they obviously are really tight. And it's funny because Daesung now, he's obviously the Mongnae of the group.
Oh, yeah. He ended up turning into the Mongnae.
But it's funny because he's only 1 year younger than GD and Taeyong, but then they still treat him as, like, the Mongnae. They also discuss their MBTI because I don't think previously, like, GD has ever mentioned
his never disclosed
MBTI.
It before, right? So this is, like, the first time.
And it was, like, kind of shocking to me what his was. Anyway, so, like, Daesung's is ISFJ, which is actually the same as my MBTI. Taeyong is INFJ. So we have two introverts who I thought were not introverts, especially Daesung. I feel like he seems very outgoing.
Yeah.
But GD actually revealed his to be ENTP.
That's surprising.
Which I would think he is the introvert.
How awkward he is now, too, especially. So
yeah,
that's interesting.
I was like, maybe he needs to retake it. Because, like, maybe when did he take this?
Yeah,
before?
When did he take it? But you never, I mean, you never know.
Right. I mean, because you're I mean, I still think you're extroverted. So you deserve your
my E.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just interesting too, like, you know, like how like big it is in like Asian culture. Yeah. MBTIs are too.
They know it too, like based on like how you talk.
Oh, they're like, oh, you're such an E, and like, oh, you're so I, or you're so N or S. I'm like, what the? I don't even know what the hell any of that shit.
Right? Yeah, you're an F. I'm like, what? I like, mean, I'm an F
like,
also.
Yeah, F, like a fuck, fat fuck. I no, guess I am.
Feelings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ. They also talked about GD inventing the very first light stick, which was their bang was cool. Bong.
And they even, because someone, the staff had brought their original light stick, which is the first actual light stick ever
like, in K-pop.
In K-pop, like, right. Spanning across all groups.
Because which GD was theirs. Had said that prior to any light stick,
that was interesting, the history
balloons.
Kind of thing. Yeah, that was interesting.
Colored balloons for, like, each group. But then GD, I guess, decided, like, it would be a good idea.
Oh, go ahead. I mean,
to make
I remember
a light stick instead.
I remember, sorry, cutting you off, like, but it's not just that. It's because there was a problem with the balloons.
What was it?
I don't specifically know, but I remember Taeyong was, like, talking, saying, like, yeah, we originally had balloons, and, like, all the groups had different balloons, but there was problems with using the balloons.
I mean.
And that's why, like, they, like, G-Dragon thought of something that would be easy to hold, and that's why he thought of the light stick, because he said there was a problem, like, that was, like, kind of weird or awkward with the balloons.
Oh, I see. I mean, so, like, it is kind of weird.
It came, the light stick spanned out of necessity because of, like, the other thing that they used to have didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great idea. It was like, what an invention. Look at all the light sticks. There's, like, hundreds of them.
Yeah, there's so many. Like, depending, like, however many K-pop groups are, they all have their own light stick. And if you become, like, a solo artist, because GD doesn't have one, but then, like, Taeyong and Daesung, they have their own individual
light sticks. Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, yeah, Taeyong does.
That's true. I mean, so solo artists do have it. GD will make his own, probably not, though.
I mean, like, IU, of course, has her own, too. So it's like, and then not just that.
Because Big Bang is a group, though, but then they each have their own solo one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's not like, if Jungkook goes solo, like, will he have his own instead of the army bomb kind of thing?
He didn't, though.
He didn't.
The thing is, what I don't even. Damn, I lost my... Like, I was going to say something about that. Just go. Just talk.
Just go.
It's ruined.
Sorry. I mean, you keep cutting me off, too. The group also discussed their favorite songs, like, what, from, like, their whole discography, which is a lot.
Yes, it's a lot. Also, I remembered what I was going to say. I was going to say, yeah, there's so many light sticks, because some groups that have been there, like, as long as Big Bang, they have, like, multiple light sticks because so many versions. Like, so it just keeps adding up and multiplying, like, version 2, version 3.
Yeah, and then I mean, like, even some of the newer groups, or fourth gen, I guess, like Stray Kids already has, like, a second version, and TXT.
Exactly.
And, yeah, so, like,
that's why. So there's so many. This is definitely over 100.
Because they, like, trying to, like, upgrade it with the newest technology kind of thing. Like, even Twice.
Update the style. Like, I love Twice. Twice's Infinity Bong is so nice because of that Infinity, like, mirror portal.
Mm-hmm.
It was genius. Whoever thought of it. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, sorry. Your turn.
So they were talking about, like, what their favorite songs are. And then Taeyong did say that he...
Of their own songs.
Yes, from their own discography. And GD, I mean, he said, like, well, I did write all of them, kind of thing.
It's cool that he flexed that. Because, I mean, people who are watching it the first time are, like, probably didn't know that. He produced everything.
Everything.
He's like, they're, like, what, like, Woozy?
Yeah, exactly.
Suga is involved a lot, too. And obviously Bang Chan. And Three Racha,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so GD was doing it since back then. But it was interesting because Taeyong said that he wanted to say Still Life as his favorite song, which was, like, their most recent one that they had as a group before Top left.
It's interesting that...
He wanted to choose that as his favorite song, but he said...
Who chose it?
Taeyong.
And I thought it was G-Dragon.
No.
Oh, shit.
Taeyong chose Still Life. I mean, GD did say that as well, but then he said also, like, oh, I like all of them because I wrote them all.
I guess it's true, right?
But then what Taeyong said is, like, he said that his most favorite song will be the next song that the three of them perform together.
Ooh,
and write
good
together.
Good answer.
So that means that they'll definitely be writing and producing music as Big Bang and possibly having an album with all three of them, which would be fucking amazing. because it seems like GD is back and he really wants to like do this with the other members.
He did seem like he's adamant about it, like he's invested again.
Yeah, he like, does. He's like the, he's ready.
Like, and they even went, I don't know, like, am I getting too ahead? Because I was going to talk about like them discussing, like, after them talking about the songs and these future plans, how they're like, we should tour.
Yeah, they did say that. And they also said that because their 20th anniversary is coming up in 2026. And they did say that they want to do something
like for a 20th anniversary. Because even G-Dragon was like, GD was saying that, like, yeah, we can't do something like this again until, like, another 10 years, like, for 30 years.
Exactly.
So, got to do something for the 20th at least.
Yeah, he's like, it would be a waste to not do anything for our 20th anniversary. So, VIP, get your wallets ready, because I think they're definitely going to do something. And then, if not, maybe GD will even, like, tour before then as well. So, keep your eyes and ears peeled, because we will keep you updated whenever that happens. Yes,
I'm pretty sure it. I think it's gonna happen. It sucks that Taeyang has currently been touring all over Asia.
Oh yeah, and Daesung
too. I think even Daesung said he's having an encore in like Osaka or something. So I mean, obviously they're still big there.
Yeah,
it's probably harder for them to come to the U.S. because like it's always more. It's more difficult with like the work visas, and it's more expensive.
Like, neither of them came here.
So hopefully they do something as a group and they return here.
I hope so, because I did see like a lot of their concerts when they were touring still as a full like five of them.
I feel like they'd want to, and they like coming here too when they have a chance. So we'll see.
I'm sure they will.
We'll see.
I mean, GD always comes to LA.
That's why
to like do his like music and stuff. But yeah, so that's it for Big Bang and GD.
Well, I mean, yeah, if anyone's actually curious, I mean, they were the original kings of K-pop. G-Dragon was, like, the actual king of K-pop.
Yes.
And, like, he, like, you know, revolutionized so much. So if you want to check it out, it's funny and it's cute because he, like, put a little bit of weight, you could tell, like, around his cheeks. And, like, you can't even see, like, his clavicles because, like, his shirt was loose. There's, like, no, like, he just has, like, meat on him now.
Yeah, I like it, though, because, honestly, GD, he went through a lot and he did lose a shit ton of weight before when he was, like, being accused of doing drugs and like he just wasn't in a good place like a couple of years ago, and he was fucking skinny as fuck, and I was like actually worried.
He looked
for
malnutrition kind of thing.
So now like seeing him put back his weight, I feel like he's in a better spot, so that's why he's decided to, this is the time for his comeback kind of thing.
And it was cool because the music video with him, like, man, he has like His aura is kind of back, like his swag, that G-Dragon swag, the way he acts and stuff. So it was cool to see him use it in his actual music video and, like, be there in that persona again. So, yeah, it's super cool. I mean,
I'm excited for him at MAMA.
I'm excited for you.
Crazy, because, like, obviously all the idols that will be performing at MAMA, they looked up to G-Dragon. And then, like, they'll get to see him now again, like, in the flesh.
Does this mean he's gonna get stuck and forced to do dance challenges?
I hope so. Please. He's
gonna be cornered.
Yeah.
And everyone's gonna be begging him. He probably doesn't want to look like an asshole.
No.
Plus,
yeah,
he needs to promote his comeback.
He'll do it if they ask him, I'm sure. It's not like he'll be like, no, I'm not gonna do it. Okay, yeah. So that's enough talk.
I guess, for Big Bang and G-Dragon. So that's been awesome. And guess what? It's time to take another break, another water break, bathroom break, and a subscription follow, like, rating break, because that's what you should do if you haven't yet, at the Permission to Stand podcast, and we talk about K-pop. If you're still here, you probably know that. Every Thursday, we've been here, even if we're on vacation, even if we're supposed to be in the hospital.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we've done it. So far, we've been doing good with that. We appreciate everyone who's been supporting us, and people have been sending donations, so appreciate that, too. That's really cool of you guys. Like I said, don't do it. If you need your money, please save it. And just, that's why we have the ads. We have a lot of ads since we first started because, well, good thing, a lot of people, like a lot of these ad companies are, like, through our service provider for the podcast, have been wanting to give us the ads, so there you go. So thank you for that. And Haley, where can they check us out and even like chat with us?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, send us a DM there.
All right. I think it's time for BTS, it looks like.
Yes, I have like quite a bit of BTS news because Jin is always busy. He keeps me busy too.
We're not even caught up with all the shows and all the running Jin stuff. It's crazy. So much. But I guess first off, what? J-Hope is here in LA?
Yeah, he posted that he was in LA.
I don't know if he's still here. He could be. You never know. It was just out of nowhere.
Right.
And it's like, we don't know if he's recording, if he's filming. Is he just here on vacation because he just got out of the military?
Right, yeah.
Who knows?
We don't know. But then the funny thing is because I said to Joko earlier, I was like, man, Jin, like... Right when he got out of the military, he was already, like, filming fucking shows and doing, like, fan meets and all this shit for ARMY. And then here we have J-Hope.
Well, he worked on his...
In LA.
He worked on a comeback when the music video was also recorded here in LA. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's possible J-Hope is working on something already.
That's true. He might be.
Plus, it's, like, Big Hit. So, Big Hit knows what they're doing when it comes to this stuff.
Also, there will be... I feel like this is the time where Christmas songs are going to start coming out from different K-pop groups.
Ah, yes. Like original songs and covers.
Yes, which I love because I love Christmas. I haven't talked about them much recently, but I just want to put it here because we're talking about Christmas songs. Boy Next Door will be releasing a Christmas song as well. But also Tay is releasing one on December 6th. With Bing Crosby. I don't know who that is.
The way you say it is like,
am
who
I supposed
is...
to know who that is? I know.
He's a very old school, like, American, like, singer.
Okay, that's awesome.
The thing is, he's really old, and he's dead. So, it's probably going to be...
My bad.
Just so you know, he's
so
deceased, really. Okay. But no, because I feel like it's perfect because it fits Tay's persona and like his sound,
like the jazz.
The jazz, kind of like old school. Yeah, exactly. So it's cool, and that's why I had to double take the news you wrote because I was like, Bing Crosby. I was like, wait a fucking second.
I'm sorry. I feel so like
uneducated. I'm gonna show Haley right now. That's Bing Crosby. He's like
he died in 1977, guys. RIP,
yes.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, no, he's like one of the OG goats back in time in terms of like music. So that's why it's wild to me. I was like, what the fuck? Like BTS, like V or Tay?
Did he write White Christmas? Is that why?
He might have.
Okay.
He
might have. That would make sense.
So it might make sense that it's going to be like a remix version, right? Kind of thing.
So Tay is doing a cover of White Christmas.
So it's gonna be like a
Bing Crosby.
It'd be interesting. That's gonna be cool to hear.
It's cute because they put out like a preview of what the I don't know if it's gonna be like an actual album, but like maybe like the digital album for like Spotify and stuff. They on the cover it's Bing Crosby with a Santa hat with Yeontam.
Oh my god.
The dog.
With his doggy.
Wearing it's a Santa hat.
Are you serious? So it's Bing Crosby and Yeontam.
Yeah, it's not even V on there.
This cannot be on anyone's bingo book. No one in the fucking in their mind would have ever thought of this kind of collab and picture.
Yeah. So
Yeontam
that's happening.
And Bing Crosby.
Yes.
This almost sounds like it's a meme.
It's so
it doesn't
cute.
Sound real.
It looks like a meme photo. Like there's someone
doesn't
made it.
Doesn't sound real. This
but
is
yeah.
interesting.
So December 6th. It's still a while, but yeah, that's coming out. So Jin was actually on a show called Salon Drip.
In addition to the hundreds of other shows he's been appearing on, of course.
So this one specifically caught my attention because he did like, talk about what he wanted to do after he came back from the military. And like while he was in the military, he's always thinking of ARMY basically. So, he said, this is Jin, what he said on the interview. When I was serving in the military, I really wanted to go home, work, and meet my fans. So I decided to make use of my time and make a huge list of different ideas. And starting from the day after I was discharged, I wrote the lyrics of my fan song. It was my first time writing lyrics for an entire song, but I did it just in a day or two. I put it all in a song. It's called I Will Come to You. I packed the song with my longing. I will be there soon. I will soon leave this place to get to you, so please wait for me. That's where it started. 30% of the lyrics are from the ideas I wrote in the military. So it's like, even though Jin was in the military, I feel like he was already thinking about what he's going to do.
Yeah, for Army, not once he got out.
When he gets out, which is like the fucking sweetest thing, because like he held a fan meet like a day after he got discharged.
Oh man, how can I forget about that? Actually, right. It slipped my mind, but
really?
You're right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like crazy. I don't think about it till I have to really think mm-hmm. about it, but shit, he had it. Yeah. And he just hugged Army.
Yes.
Like,
thousand
what the fuck?
Army
has anyone else
hugged.
Ever done
no.
this? No, of course
See,
not.
See, this is the thing. Like, he was thinking about all this kind of stuff. And then he also, there was also like this one part where he said, when performing with my members, we have a lot of various opinions, right? The music should be like this and the choreography should be like that and stuff like that. Right? And he's like, but since I'm doing it myself, I was like, choreography? None. These schedules?
That sounds about right.
These schedules? Delete it. And then the staff was like, but the fans want it. And then he's like, oh, really? Then include it.
Jesus Christ.
He's such, I mean, like,
he'll
he's,
do anything
yeah,
for
honestly.
The army, like, basically.
It was just really funny because he's like, I don't want any choreo.
But the people want it.
Yeah. Okay, I'll fine. Do it. He's so cute. Also, Hybe hints that in 2026, the full group of BTS will have a comeback. Because, like, I know yep. originally they were planning for 2025, but I feel like that's too soon.
Yeah.
Because they need to, like, obviously regroup because, like, the rest of the members are coming back in June 2025, and they still have to, like, make music and then like practice and stuff like that. So I think 2026 will be
makes the most sense. Like,
yeah, they that might start like their tour in Korea, obviously, like maybe at the end of 2025, but I think world tour where they'll see everyone is 2026, which is exciting because that's literally soon. Because I think June
it's
is gonna
time,
come
time is flying
really
by
fast.
To be honest, yeah. I still can't believe 2 years ago was when we saw Blackpink and Twice yeah. and we had like the craziest interaction. Like, I can't believe that was 2 years ago. Was that yeah. two or was that even more?
It's almost gonna be three, but yeah.
Oh,
it's two.
Shit, it's insane. Yeah, so in no time we'll be talking about them again. We're like, oh look, we're going
oh,
to BTS
back. It's like
we're gonna see them.
They didn't leave because it doesn't feel like they left because we have so much content, honestly. So moving on, Stray Kids, I have like a little bit here. I did talk about most of it earlier. So there was also something really funny that was going on because we all know those four cut photoism, like life for cut photo booths are
our
really,
favorite
really
photo booth
fucking
stuff.
Popular.
Especially photoism has so much yeah. stuff. Oh my God.
So basically these are like photo booths where usually, you know, you can just take it with friends, but they offer where you can take like templates where you can take it with your favorite idols.
Oh man, we have a good collection.
We do.
I feel like I have a decent one with like a lot of my girls. Like yeah. I have some Le Sserafim, Aespa.
I don't think we ever posted
Twice.
It on
I don't know. It's I posted sometimes
posted
on our
personal
stuff.
But
maybe
I took
we should
one,
post it. Permission to say, I didn't even think about that.
I took ones with Songho, Jaehyun, Wonbin and Ricky.
And we have yeah, you have Ricky too. Mm-hmm. So you have Boy Next Door, you mm-hmm. have your ZB1, and like they give you a digital code so you could download it mm-hmm. and they print out the physical one when yes. you're there. So man, we need to like put them up or something.
What's funny is because like I would always see these maybe like a couple of years ago, and then like it would only be offered in Korea, and I was so jealous because I was like, man, like how come we don't get anything like that? And then like fast forward 2 years later, they're everywhere here now in LA. Like they're at local boba
bless.
Spots.
Bless,
they're
bless,
at, like,
bless.
The malls.
That's right. Like one of the boba spots we go to, uh-huh. like in Gardena. Like, I remember we walked in, we're like, wait, Le Sserafim's in here.
Yeah.
Like, and we're like, oh, shit, this is actual photoism.
Right.
Yeah, so.
And they even have our malls and everything. But it's crazy because, like, it's just exploded everywhere. There are certain ones that are, like, exclusive to Korea still, which kind of sucks. But, like, I'll take it. Honestly, I will take anything that they give us because they do give me the groups that I want. We still don't have, like, the most updated Stray Kids ones. I know D-Festa, the one that they had at The Source, did offer Stray Kids, but it's like super, super fucking old photos of them. Like, I want the newest ones of them, but, you know,
of course.
We can't Beggars can't be choosers, basically. So anyway, going back, the reason why I mentioned that is because Bang Chan and Hyunjin actually did take the Photoism photo booth with JYP. And they both, well, Bang Chan actually uploaded it to his Instagram story, and JYP reposted it.
Would you spend your money to take a picture with JYP, Haley?
Not me.
They I don't think can. I would do. I'm going to spend more money because it's fairly expensive. Like in the US, bucks. It's like 12 to 16.
I bet in Korea it's way cheaper.
That's why. $16 like to take a picture with a JYP when I could spend that on each member of Le Sserafim. But, and that's $16 each member too. Or like
but you
Espa.
Know that these guys were just doing it for fucking shits
plus
and
they got
giggles.
It for free probably.
Yeah, but then other... I don't know if you saw it, but like a lot of other
oh,
idols.
I saw.
Okay.
Oh
like,
my goodness.
ITZY was taking it.
Well, then
with
that's
JYP.
A JYP. You're still bringing up JYP idols. Though.
I am. But wasn't there other ones?
That's
I
why
can't
I'm
even think off the top of my
head. I'm waiting like for you to give me an example of a non-JYP. That's why.
I think there was.
Yeah, I think so too,
but
I can't
think
of it.
I can't think of it off the top of my head. Anyways, going on. So like Hyunjin also shared one that he took with JYP on his bubble, and it was so... This one was actually funny because Hyunjin obviously didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know that, like, once you take a photo, you could... For some reason, for that one, they could only take it 4 times. Like, that was it. You couldn't do retakes. Because, you know, for
four
us...
4 times.
Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's it.
Okay, so, okay, yeah. The way you say it is, like,
photos.
Confusing. So, you have 4 poses.
4 poses.
There's 4 pictures for 4 different poses.
Yeah.
When you said 4 times, you made it to me because I've
yeah,
done this
yeah,
before.
Okay,
it sounded like you did 4 times for each, so it's like 16.
No.
So usually you get 2 chances in case you fuck up one of them. So you get to retake with a second time. You go through all 4 of them again.
Yeah, but for some reason, Hyunjin said that you could only take it once with like for the poses. And he messed up on the second one because he didn't move.
He looked like he was making out with him.
Yeah. It looked like JYP was caressing Hyunjin's face because Hyunjin, in the first photo, he was like biting JYP's head. But then he didn't even move for the second one. And then JYP's like pose obviously like changed. And then, yeah, it looked like JYP was like caressing Hyunjin's face. And Hyunjin actually did like mention this on Bubble. He's like, I took Photoism with PD Nim, but I didn't know that we can only take exactly 4 times, so I made a mistake for the first 2. Actually, the first pick is fine, but when PD Nim turned his head, I was just staying still, so it turned out to be quite awkward. Like, if you want to check it out, it's like all over Instagram.
It's funny that he just posted it himself, too.
He just shared it anyway. He was like, here we go. Because, like, I feel like they just...
That second photo looked like they were, like, in each other's mouths.
But Hyunjin didn't care, obviously, and he posted it.
Yeah, because it's funny still.
It is funny. I bet he was laughing about it, knowing him. But yeah, that's pretty much all the news that I have for Stray Kids.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, pretty good, though.
They're still, like, ongoing. Like, they're still doing their tour, busy touring in Asia and Australia and stuff like that. And we are still waiting here in the U.S. or, like, the rest of the world for them to drop their tour dates. I don't know when that's going to happen.
Oh, you're ready, huh? You're ready to spend again,
I'm
huh?
not. I hope they never drop it, so I don't have to spend money.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the amount of girl groups I'll be spending on, like, next year. I have to probably pick and choose my battles. Mm. So, yeah, thank you for joining us. As always, every Thursday we will be here, the Permission to Stand podcast with me, Joko, and, of course, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you haven't yet. Even though I told you should have done it earlier, but if you haven't and you're procrastinating, definitely just do a quick 5-star rating, review, and all that stuff. We very much appreciate it. Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to send us a DM, please send it there.
Yes, and thank you for everyone for tuning in. As always, till the next episode, please take care, stay safe, and peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.